Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's the toll-free line. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
And we've been all over the board tonight. There's no doubt about it. It's just been a bunch of different topics.
We're trying to shy away from controversy tonight. So we're just talking about like sex with Alzheimer's patients and sex in prison and now race.
And race issues and those sort of things. And Richard called in. Apparently, I'm not going to put words in his mouth. About the Martin Luther King assassination, let's go back to him. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, fellas, thanks for being patient with me. The reason why this is so important to me is because it seems like we're never going to really be able to sing Kumbaya until we get rid of all these agent provocateurs like Jesse Jackson, Sharpton, and whoever else is playing this game. So
yeah, I certainly don't think those guys are doing anything to improve race relations.
Oh, I'm absolutely sure they're not. My mother is from Alabama. My stepdad was buried in Martin Luther King's church, Dexter Avenue Baptist Church. So the way I see it, these guys are just eroding everything that was gained. But getting back to that video, too many people have, there's been an actual trial, and Martin Luther III actually was an eyewitness to the results of this trial, along with Judge Joe Brown. Like I said earlier, Representative Cynthia McKinney, a whole lot of respectable people have looked at this information, and they have determined that Jesse Jackson and others were made it possible for this hit to go down at the Lorraine Hotel the way it did. Now, I'm not going to go over the details, but the point I'm making is if we don't expose this stuff, then these guys have put their good names all on the line for nothing.
It sounds to me as though you're making a reference to a video that I'm not familiar with. Is there a way that people go find this video?
Yeah, that's a good question.
You're saying that this video ties Jesse Jackson to the Martin Luther King assassination. Is that right?
And it's more than a video. I'm just trying to cram in so many things. It's like a detailed account of what happened, and it's like the church committee. I don't know if you ever heard. I think his name was Frank Church. He was a senator. He actually conducted investigations on this, and they had witnesses. They even had the real shooter. His name is Earl Clark, Lieutenant Earl Clark. His wife is still alive. She testified what her husband did that day, and they actually trapped her in a lie. She said that her husband was sick that day when she heard that Martin Luther King had been assassinated, and they asked her, well, what did he do when he got that news? And she said that his uniforms were in the cleaners, and he had to go get them. So they stopped it right there. They said, hold on. This happened when the cleaners was closed. And then it went on from there. So anyway, the truth all came out, everybody who was involved. But the problem is, it's like a documentary. It's not just a video.
What's the name of it?
It's called it's called Jesse Jackson Killed Martin Luther King. But it's several versions of it. And it's got, this is what's so shocking. It's got millions of hits now, but nobody will talk about it. I've called black radio shows and spoke to people who I knew would not be intimidated or afraid to talk about it, but they won't talk about it. It's like, I'm not going up against Jesse Jackson. It's like saying Obama is a CIA asset. Most black people won't talk about it because they bought into the,
How in the world did Obama get to be a CIA asset, being a constitutional scholar, community organizer, and pot-smoking Hawaiian?
And he went to Columbia University. I know what you're saying. Hey, but one subject at a time.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I can tell you off the bat that, like, look, we are not afraid to talk about it. If I think that Jesse Jackson killed Martin Luther King, I will be more than happy to shout it from the rooftops. As a matter of fact, there's nothing I'd like to say more, but I'll tell you what, I'm going to have to go look. I'm going to go have to look at this video because I'm not in any position to speak intelligently on it. This is all brand new to me, and I'm interested to check it out because I know that I'm sort of a conspiracy theorist, if you will, for lack of a better term. I don't think the government's telling us the truth about 9/11. I don't think that a lot of the things that the government tells us are true. And if there's an alternative theory to the Martin Luther King assassination, that sounds like something's right up my alley.
Somebody was bound to come up with it if there wasn't.
But this is one of the biggest secrets of all time. Now, one of the other producers of it, his name is Steve Coakley. He's kind of a radical black guy from the 60s.
He looks like it. He's got that whole the whole robe thing with the different colors and sort of a funny headdress thing.
Right, and he's kind of a reverse racist, but he likes certain white people. So let me put it
okay.
Like this.
I'd love to get on his good side, I'll tell you.
He'd be one of the lucky ones.
They all came together and coordinated their efforts to help out Jesse, but it still is being blocked off. So you guys are pretty much the last resort, GCN and RBN. But the reason why I'm saying this is because, you know, this is those along with the Christmas Day bomber that Umar Abdul-Muttalib got. If we don't get if this guy was set up so we could all be frisked and be molested at the airport, but I can't get black people to even expose that because it makes Obama and Eric Holder look like, well, they set this innocent young black man up to be the fall guy for rape scan, X-ray vision at the airport.
And I've got to say that I think that this probably is really a problem, is that this whole identifying with groups thing, is the idea that somehow Barack Obama and Eric Holder wouldn't set somebody up because he was black. They care nothing about race, very little about race. It's all about their power and, I would say that's true of the white politicians, too. It's about power.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people will chime, politicians will chime in on race very frequently. I wouldn't say that they don't care about it, but they only care about it so far as they could use it to their own advantage.
Yeah, I'll put this video that I've got here up on the Facebook page so the folks can watch it and see what they think. I appreciate the call, Richard. Thanks so much. 855-450-3733. And I will get that posted coming up shortly. So going on with this story about, I guess, Barack Obama getting asked for a cup of coffee, and I guess that's a terrible thing. But this seems to go sort of down a rabbit hole of sort of racial sensitivity. There were some tweets that were leaked out of the Sony thing that came recently, mm-hmm. and I guess I'm supposed to believe these are racist. And I'm just going to chime in here. In one instance, Amy Pascal, an Obama supporter and a movie producer, Scott Rodin, made jokes at the president's expense. When conversing about the questions Pascal should ask during a fundraising breakfast, they joked about asking President Barack Obama if he'd like to finance the movies. They need to get movies financed, and this is probably a large portion of their job, is to find, executive producers.
Right.
And so they say, but the jokes quickly became suspect when Pascal asked if President Obama liked a couple of racially motivated movies, is the terminology here. I doubt it. And so here's the quote. I doubt it. Should I ask him if he liked Django, 12 Years, or The Butler, or Think Like a Man? And these are movies, the best I can tell.
Yeah, Django's the only one that I've seen out of that list there.
12 Years was, basically you're talking about movies that focused on black lead actors that were empowering towards black men or whatever. And somehow this is racist to suggest that Barack Obama might like those movies or want to promote movies like that.
I'm so sick of the racist area, man. And it's like, it's gotten to a point where, like, I don't even argue with people that it is or is not racist anymore. I just say I don't care. Like, I don't care if it is racist or not. I'm just talking about a subject. If you want to call me a racist, then, like, go ahead, call me a racist, and then make your point, because you haven't made one by calling it racist. I was looking at a thing today on AntonioBueller.org, something about cake being racist, because some sorority girl, had the N-word on her cake in relation to some oral sex acts. And this was this big thing where this sorority made a big stink because they had the N-word on a cake, and it was a total joke, and everybody went crazy.
Didn't Gwyneth Paltrow get in trouble at some point in the relatively recent past for using... Well, there's two N-words, right? Like, there's a colloquial N-word that's meant to be sort of positive, and then there's a less, you know, sort of...
One that ends with A and one that ends with R, is this the premise?
That would be it.
Yeah, and it ended with A, this one on the cake, in this question, but, you know, when you're a white person and you say it, there's no difference between the two as soon as the race pimps get involved.
Well, there was in prison. We could do it all the time, and it was a regular occurrence. Like, cracker and the N-word were used on a regular basis, and it was used if it was, you know, it was the tone of voice that was what mattered.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. How am I supposed to know? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, well, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth. For 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
What's on my mind is In Freedom's Cause. It is a CD set, two CD set, audio theater that you just won't, you have to listen to this to believe it. You'd think that somebody took a movie and put the audio track on some CDs, but there's no movie that goes with this. The movie plays out on your mind. If you want to call it an audio movie, you can do that, because it's got big-name actors, ones like Billy Boyd from Lord of the Rings and Skandar Keys from Chronicles of Narnia, James Cosmo from Braveheart, and Joanne Froggatt from Downton Abbey. It's got its own score, which is really impressive. They had their own score produced for this. This is an incredible story, and you can get it. You can get a family four-pack for $50 with coupon code FTL. That's half off. It's a special offer only for Free Talk Live listeners. You just go to infreedomscause.com. You'll be getting four gifts for the young people in your life. These are great gifts for young people, because it's a family friendly story. But my wife and I loved it when we listened to my son Jack. We're going to take it, as a matter of fact, when we go down to Florida, we're going to take it with us and listen again. So it's going to be great. Just pop it in the CD player and go. InFreedomsCause.com. Use coupon code FTL when you check out and you buy the family four pack, and you'll get it for half off. InFreedomsCause.com, coupon code FTL. Let's go to the phones, talking to Barry in Charleston, West Virginia. Barry, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, gentlemen?
All's well.
Oh, great. I'd like to talk about racism. And
okay.
The perfect example of racism is Clayton Bigsby.
I don't know who that is. Well, is this the black guy that thought he was white? This is the Dave Chappelle?
Yeah, it's okay. Dave Chappelle, the black white supremacist, who's a wonderful bit.
And then he finds out that he's black, but he's blind, of course, so he didn't know. And he had to divorce his wife because she was an in-lover. Yeah.
Yes. My kids, this was 2001, 2002, and they were in high school. They were in their own room, laughing, carrying on, doing what high school kids do. And they said, "Dad, come in here and watch this." Well, they started it. I seriously thought it was a documentary, and I died. I did peel myself a little. And
yeah, Dave Chappelle is an incredible comedian, and he does such matter-of-fact stuff. It's really awesome the way he does it. But he can dress up like a white guy and do the white guy shtick, and nobody calls it racist. And I don't think it is. It's just funny.
Yeah.
Yep, just funny.
I guess racism, if it makes you laugh, it's not funny. If it pisses you off, it's racist.
Yeah, I guess that's what it tends to come down to.
Well, gentlemen, y'all are doing a good job, and I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Thanks, Barry.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, there are people, I'm convinced that, people get really upset about, like, racist jokes, and I'm convinced that that's like a self-loathing thing, right? Like, they're laughing at these jokes, and they're saying, "Oh, I'm laughing at racism, and now I feel guilty about it," and these people are probably, like, white liberals who'd probably walk across the street if they saw a black guy.
I don't know. I mean, I think that there's certainly some jokes that get cruel. There's no doubt about that. But, if we can make fun of the situation, like Chris Rock does this a really funny bit on how not to get your butt beat by the police. And it's advice to black people. And it's in a sort of a funny way of doing things. But it kind of talks about, maybe there's a system for not getting your butt beat when dealing with the police. Not to say it's going to be foolproof or anything like that. But, there are some things you could do on your side.
Right. And in that instance, we're talking about a number of things that are not funny. Not only are we talking about, racism, we're talking about, police abuse. And that's the last thing that I find funny. But the bit was funny. And it's like, okay, that's the joke. Good job on the joke. Thank you very much. You know, I'm not going to go and condemn Chris Rock as if he's supporting police violence. He's trying to make a bit.
Yeah, and I think that what he was trying to say there is that there's a certain amount of self-empowerment involved in this situation, that you can't expect a human being to, they don't operate in a void. So treat people with respect. You're like liable to get treated with respect. I'm not going to claim that I know what it's like or anything like that. But I think that I have a small picture of what it's like to be in a vilified class. I was a white guy in a prison where white people were outnumbered 10 to 1 non-whites. And I don't think that there's whites and non-whites, mind you. I'm just saying that that's. Some people look at the world that way. And it's kind of a, it gives you some picture of what it might be like to be in the minority. Yeah. I was in the minority at one point.
I've been the only white guy in the room, and that is, it'll make you think differently.
Yeah, it makes you think differently. There's no doubt about it. And it depends on how welcome you feel in any given circumstance. You know, some people will dislike you because of your color. It doesn't matter which side of the fence they're on.
I used to joke around. I had, black friends and stuff like that. I date a black girl, and, I said, if the police come here, I'm just going to drop to my knees and be like, thank God you're here! Certain advantages.
There are certain advantages. I think that's what white privilege is when we talk about it. I think that there, I think it exists. I just don't think that it's everything that it's all cracked up to be.
Right, and I don't think it's necessarily something that, I need to demonize people about or that I need to be checking all the time. I mean, if you're black, women might assume that you have a large penis. There's a couple of advantages involved in that.
I suppose there are. I don't know the answer to that, but I suppose there are. So, anyway, I think that this article is going on here from Inquisitor.com. is being a firsthand victim of racism, even as President Barack Obama is determined to stop the trend and usher in a new and accepting America. Now, this racism is he's been asked for a cup of coffee, wearing a tuxedo. He was asked for a cup of coffee, and so apparently mistaken for people that go get coffee.
Right. It's not like he was strangled for not paying taxes.
Right. He's been sometimes, I guess the claim is that somebody's tried to give him his car keys to take your car. Apparently, they trusted you enough to take his car away.
Personally, I don't know any white man who voluntarily hands his keys over to a black man.
That's I could met a lot of black valets, especially down in South Beach. But, so I've done that, and I'm happy to do it. But here's the quote. If you look after what happened with Michael Brown, if you looked at what happened after Trayvon, if you looked at the decision after Eric Garner, I'm being pretty explicit about my concern. And being pretty explicit about the fact that this is a systemic problem, that black folks and Latinos and others are not just making this up. What are your thoughts regarding the ways that Obama is being treated in the White House? So that question there is, I guess I can see what it might be like for somebody, who's of color, sort of in the workaday life and that sort of thing. I just can't see that Barack Obama being asked for a cup of coffee and Michelle Obama being asked to get something on a tall shelf at Target is somehow indicative of systemic racism.
No, I don't think it is either. And as a matter of fact, it just shows how detached from reality these people are.
855-450-3733. Am I detached from reality? What do you think about this? 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live, or LRN.FM on Skype.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life.
visit marchoftimes.org.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. You can call in, talk about whatever is on your minds. Phone lines are surprisingly vacant for this time of night. It's usually these last two segments, they just begin to roll in. And I'm not exactly sure why that
is. We probably scared them away with the whole prison sex thing.
Indeed. It could have happened. If you want to get on our email list, you can go to updates.freetalklive.com. I think the advantages to that are, you know, sometimes we talk about new stations we've added and maybe awards that we've been given and the interviews that we get on other shows, that sort of thing. We will send those out the email list. So, yeah, a lot of people on it, thousands of them. It's updates.freetalklive.com to get the email updates.
I think that you should do that if you're a fan of this show, because if you're listening to, like, if you're catching us on social media and stuff like that, you know, Facebook doesn't show you everything that the show does.
Not the important stuff.
I try to get everybody who reads at ChristopherCantwell.com to go and click on the subscribe link and go subscribe to me, too, because, you know, if you're waiting on Facebook or Twitter or something like that, you're going to miss a lot.
Yeah, you don't get the big stuff. You get the little stuff as it comes by, the things that happen moment to moment, but you don't get sort of the important things that go by. When Free Talk Live is named the 42nd talk show in the nation by Talkers Magazine, you won't necessarily know that by watching the Facebook feed. Facebook is notorious about sort of downplaying stuff that gets posted by businesses, because they want you to pay money to get the views of the people that like the page.
And it's an outrageous amount of money, too.
There's like 40,000 people that like the Facebook page, and sometimes when I post something, if it doesn't get liked by people, it'll just lay there at like 500 views or something. So, yeah. I mean, 40,000 people said they wanted to get our updates, and only 500 see it.
Exactly.
So, whatever. I mean, it's their service. What am I complaining about? Let's go to James calling in from Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? James?
Yeah, Michael Brown was a street thug that attacked a cop and paid for it with his life. And Trayvon Martin was a stupid little punk who got in a fight with an armed goon and paid for it with his life. And Eric Garner resisted a petty arrest, and his heart gave out, and he paid for it with his life. And my point is, these are examples of systemic racism in the minds of, say, a community agitator come president, the new American Idol rock star Obama, for who I will believe was asked for a cup of tea in the White House about around the same time I believe his race hustler advisor Al Sharpton is a reverend. But Mark,
so you don't believe that he was asked for a cup of tea?
I
found it really kind of odd that he would be in the White House where...
He's a liar. Why? You don't need to tell me this, please. I don't want to really talk about it because our president is a liar and a race hustler. And the same guy that claims that some dude asked the president of the United States for a cup of tea because the implication is because he's black, even though, honest to God, if he had straight white hair like my dad did, he looks just like my dad. I kid you not, with hardly any discernible difference in skin color.
What's your ethnicity of your dad?
He was German.
Okay.
Zit. I thought you already knew that.
Well,
anyway, it doesn't matter. Our community agitator, race hustler, who pals around with the likes of Al Sharpton, who shall rot in hell when he finally stops breathing. That man is a criminal. And okay, we have a president that hangs around with criminal race agitators.
Does Ferguson, Barack Obama hang out with Al Sharpton?
Ferguson is 100% the fault and the cause of race hustler agitators like Al Sharpton. If Michael Brown was the gentle giant, then I'm the jolly green giant, for real.
If you could like make a point and then have us respond to something, that'd be swell, because I mean, I'm pretty sure people would tune in to listen to us. But like,
well, be swell, CC, is to hear white intellectuals like yourself not talk about systemic racism that doesn't exist, and then bring up three examples that are all a bunch of local, irrational...
Well, the thing is, James, actually, if you listen to the program instead of just waiting for your chance to talk, you'd say that you'd know that I'm actually on your side with most of what you're saying here, that this entire thing is ridiculous. It's hysteria.
I never call into Free Talk Live to find communion or camaraderie. I call in like the GCN commercial says when you disagree with the host. I don't call in to talk about conspiracy theories or 9/11, which I'd love to pick your small brain about, since you think that our government is covering something up. What is it that they're covering up?
I have no idea what happened on 9/11 because the government is a bunch of liars. Truth is usually the first casualty of war. I'm not going to go tell you that it was Dermite Pink or some crazy Jesse Ventura garbage. I don't know. I wasn't there.
I wasn't there either. Do I accept the general blame for 9/11? Yes.
You accept the general blame for 9/11?
He's just saying the story.
Islamists came over here. There were fanatics of Osama bin Laden.
19 guys with box cutters started World War III?
We're not in the midst of World War III. 4,000 casualties on our side, and that's World War III. Are you crazy?
Well, there's a million on the other side, so, I mean, there's a lot of dead people, and I don't know that that's how you measure World War III. I mean, if your government goes and invades a whole half a dozen, how many different wars are we even in anymore? I have trouble keeping track of them.
You call them wars. I don't actually. They're nothing, even in the nothing comparable to the evil empire.
Oh yeah, and that's the other thing too, is that now we've just got so many different words for war now. Like, what do they say? Libya was like a kinetic military action. It's just like, by the time they invade Iran, they're going to call it sunshine for the sand people. I mean, you people don't make any sense.
with you people. You called what? We're in World War III? You said that. That doesn't make any sense. It's not in World War III right now.
How many foreign countries does a government invade before it's at war with the planet?
Saddam Hussein was an evil mass murderer and dictator. The fact that we invaded Iraq when all he had to do was put up his hands and say, hands up, don't shoot, and turn himself in, we wouldn't be in it. We wouldn't have done anything to anybody in Iraq.
But then according to the State Department's numbers that were leaked through Bradley Manning, there were more than 100,000 non-combatant Iraqi casualties. What does that make George Bush then?
It makes Saddam Hussein and his willing henchmen culpable.
What's
George
the Iraqi
Bush.
Uniform look like?
What's that supposed to mean? You're trying to play Stump the Ump? What do you want to play Stump the Ump with me?
It's fun. It's like, you know, Cat Williams brought this up in a comedy set, but I really think about it. It's like, we're not over there killing their army. We're over there killing them. And then he says, you want proof? Okay, what's the Iraqi uniform look like? Nobody can tell you. There's not some uniform force fighting the United States in Iraq. It's just a bunch of U.S. soldiers going over and taking over a country.
Hey, clever man, my old man could have put on a German uniform during World War II, an actual real world war, and nobody would have known the difference.
Okay.
He would have looked like the man. That's a total stump young
man. And I
BS.
Could wear a bra and panties. It don't make me a woman.
Are you with a CC? Oh, by the way, I love how, speaking of Sopranos really quickly and your old boss in the real world, what a surprise. You wanted a murderous, adulterous sociopath to score with the only decent character on The Sopranos, Dr. Melfi. That's a real-life fantasy of yours because you wanted to be Tony Soprano and not the good guy.
Well, I mean, in The Sopranos...
You got him, James. Thanks for the call.
Yeah. I don't know. I never know where to go with him. But, I mean, in The Sopranos, Tony Soprano was the protagonist in the show. I mean, he was the good guy, even though he was the criminal. You know, the whole idea is you're supposed to root for Tony throughout the entire thing. You watch The Shield. And, like, you know, The Shield is the thing where the guy from the commission, forget his name now, he's the, you know, he's like a dirty cop. And I don't like dirty cops at all, but he's the protagonist of the show, so I'm cheering for the protagonist of the program.
Let's go to David calling in from San Francisco. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, greetings. You know, it's funny. We got California's in its big drought. Well, it's raining out here, so our assets are improving.
Excellent. Yeah. You can't beat it when it's raining in California.
No kidding. Hey, you know, regarding that last caller, I heard a lot of scared rage in that call, you know, and when I think of the fear industry and how they've been scaring the little old ladies and scaring the little kids from the age of zero, I mean, what is it? 9/11 is 12, 13 years ago. So
yeah, 13 or 14, yeah.
13-year-old kids been raised in this whole mess, you know, and they've been just BS'd and propagandized and terrified and made to pay outrageous prices, you know, for what we used to take as normal. And these guys.
Yeah, can you believe we got on planes without getting, you know.
Searched and, yeah.
Yes, and all those things. I mean, how did that happen? David, I want you to hold the line here, if you would, please. 855-450-3733 for the final segment of Free Talk Live. That's 855-450-FREE or LRN.FM on Skype.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And they're 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also just 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code RADIO60. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO, the word 60.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at FIJA.org.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, and if you like what we do here on Free Talk Live, it's a great way to support it, support what we do. You also get a commercial-free AMP podcast, and I think that that in and of itself is worth a great deal. As a matter of fact, there's also an AMP-only call-in line. We've got somebody on that right now. And there's an AMP forum on Facebook that you'll be part of. Those are the perks, but really the reason for joining the AMP program is because you want to spread the ideas of liberty. Free Talk Live does that in a way that no other radio program can or does. Not on the scale that Free Talk Live does. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com and help us out. Going back to David, calling in from San Francisco. David, do you want to talk about Cuba?
Well, yeah, and the fear industry. Basically, if you look at it, if you knew that Cuba, didn't they produce like a third of the world's sugar? They were like so big in production of sugar, and then all of a sudden they embargoed the entire thing, right? So it was almost a grant to Russia, because Russia was the only ones that would trade with them, and so Russia got all the sugar that was produced in Cuba. And it
probably a lot cheaper, too.
Oh, yeah, because it was embargoed. It was like, sure, we won't even bother paying attention to your... And so it was a, since they were on the crap end of the street, so to speak, anyway, they just traded. In fact, that's kind of the history of, was it right after World War One, Germany and Russia were trading hugely between themselves. And, I mean, they were adjacent to each other, basically, so it was an easy trade. But the idea that they... they had their own economy and they didn't even pay attention to what J.P. Morgan said. And so the whole idea that there's like a sphere industry of the economy people are just jumping at weird, weird straws when they, invest in shoelaces, invest in something that's going to be there, that you're going to have a constant need. When they invest in fear, I mean, somebody else can come and screw up your scary movie. And, like, listening to that last guy, he was basically reduced to buying every week. He's got to buy survivalist stuff. It's like he's expecting the apocalypse so intensely that he can't quit. And
but fear is what the news sells, right? I mean, that's what they do.
Yeah, I mean, if it bleeds, it leads. And, I mean, there's good reason for that. I mean, people are interested in these things, right? If you get people amped up about something, you're going to get more attention to what it is that you do. I do it on my media outlets. I mean, I'm not surprised that CNN and Fox News and all of these guys do it, too. But it is kind of crazy when we're talking about politicians and government, some of the ridiculous things that they'll put out there, they're just completely baseless, and people just buy it anyway.
Yeah, they sell fear, and then they make fun of the survivalists that buy it.
PTSD.
Yeah. No doubt about it. David, thank you so much for the call.
Yeah,
appreciate
good holidays, and I think, is it Yalda yet?
I don't know what Yalda is.
Oh, that's the most ancient holiday that they've ever discovered.
Okay.
When you stop shivering, the days finally get longer. So you can stop shivering, you can look forward to longer days.
Pretty soon. I think it's right. It's getting to be the 21st. Anyway,
and
I always like the solstice.
You came up with a name, right?
No.
Yalda.
I have no idea what that means.
Yep, sorry.
Thanks for the call.
Good try, buddy. A valiant effort.
You know, when you have jokes, some are going to fly and some aren't. I always thought that the solstices made sense as holidays. I mean, they're very significant in the, as far as the calendar goes. Let's go to Jay Noon. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jay.
What's going on?
Pretty good. Well, I'm calling and update you on my federal lawsuit I got against the town of Palmer. They're trying to steal my father's farm here. And it was an appeals court because last March, district court dismissed my lawsuit against the town.
Okay.
My lawsuit claimed, I basically wanted the town employees to explain to a group of jurors how it is they take land without property, without a jury, as they've sworn an oath to make sure that's the only way they take it. If they've actually sworn an oath to the Constitution. And every state constitution and a federal constitution includes a requirement that they can't take property unless it's by trial of judgment of peers.
Yeah, you'd think that would be the case, that if they were going to confiscate property, they at least should give you a day in court to talk about it. But when it comes to non-payment of property taxes, they don't do that, do they?
No, not in Massachusetts. You don't even get a judge. It's just a recorder in land court, not even a judge.
And it's
so, anyways.
It's bizarre.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh yeah. Well, it's just it's kind of the same reason the colonists had a Revolutionary War. Anyways, so I appealed to federal court, and I mean, I appealed it to the First Circuit Court of Appeals in Boston.
Okay.
And they responded with, "We affirm with the town's." With the district courts, the lower courts, report and recommendation to dismiss my case for failure to state a claim upon which relief could be granted. And
that
there's
it,
nothing
then?
In there saying that, well, no, that's not it. I'm not done. I've got several more things we're going to do. I'm actually writing a report and recommendation tomorrow. Motion to reconsider, a simple and clear motion to reconsider. And then I am basically shopping around for a paralegal or somebody to help me put together a very good case that to go to the U.S. Supreme Court. And I haven't even gone after him on my house yet, which is a totally different piece of property.
Okay, I was wondering about that. When you said your dad's farm, I have been to the house that got confiscated, and it didn't seem like there was a lot of farmland there, so I figured it was a different situation. So you've got two pieces of property that have been confiscated for non-payment of taxes. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. They stole my home, and now they're trying to steal my inheritance. Yep.
Let me ask you, I mean, it's an interesting thing to see you fight these things in court and, you know, keep it documented and update us on the show and stuff like that, and I appreciate you doing it. And I don't believe in any legitimate authority to tax your property or to take your money or your property from you, but I got to ask you, I mean, at some point, doesn't it just sort of make sense to pay the property taxes?
Well, you know, it would have made sense for... I'm forgetting her name, the black woman, Rosa Parks, to just sit at the back of the bus. It would have been a lot easier. But, yeah, I mean, but it's got to start somewhere.
But my understanding of it, Jay, and I apologize for interrupting you, but my understanding of it is, I mean, did you go into this with the idea that you were going to somehow use some kind of legal process and defeat the government in their courtroom? Was that sort of your plan?
On my house?
Yeah.
My house, yes. My house was absolutely, I never paid a penny of tax. And my father actually beat him in 1991 in court.
So then you lost the house, and now you're fighting for the farm. And, you know, it's one thing if you're like, hey, I'm going to try this legal process, right? And it's interesting, you know, and stuff like that. Well, you already lose your house.
Right. This is a great deal of pain
that
we're talking about here. And that's what... I guess what's so heroic about this, I gotta say, it's too much for me.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have any kids or anything, and you know, it was a little crappy house on 3,600 square feet of land is the one I lost, and actually the guy who owns it, he's trying to unload it now, and nobody will buy it because I got land patents and everything all tied up in a deed, and I guess he's pretty upset about it. And the guy who paid $20,000 for it, he hasn't been able to do anything with it. And he's trying to sell it, and he can't get it sold, from what I understand.
Mm.
Anyways,
maybe you go buy it back for a song.
Well, I'm just gonna, with the house, we're gonna go after the tax collector himself personally. In fact, if you Google Palmer tax collector, Paul Nowicki, you'll see, in all kinds of trouble shortly after that whole ordeal. He got booked for a DUI, tried bribing the cop. It's actually pretty hilarious. And, saying, oh, I'm protecting a
I can't hear you. I'm sorry, Jay. Can't hear you. What was that?
You can just read it. The Paul Nowicki got busted for a DUI.
Yeah.
The Palmer tax collector shortly after my thing. And he resigned in the whole nine yards, and he got into some altercation with the cop that busted him. But it's all on MassLive.com if somebody wanted to Google it and check it out. But that's the guy who we're going to go after on my house, and also a few other people in the town.
Well, I can only wish the best to you, Jay.
Process.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Good luck. Thanks so much. 855, well, I've given the telephone number. Freetalklive.com in the meantime. It's been an eventful show. Thanks so much, Cantwell.
Thanks for having me.
Yep. You can check us out in the meantime at facebook.freetalklive.com and freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators floorbuster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time-only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday. These deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $9.
$25. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1980.